Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 2, a new creation. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. Paul is not giving you a tip for self-improvement. He is making a declaration, and the declaration is about you. If anyone is in Christ, and the question isn't whether you are good enough, whether you've improved enough, whether you managed to keep every promise you made at the start of this year, the only question is this: are you in Christ? Because it is there, in him, in that person, that the newness has its address. Not in your resolutions. Not in your determination to try harder. In Christ. And look at what God does there. He does not renovate the old you. This is not a remodel, not a restoration of what already existed. It is creation. The same word as Genesis, when God spoke and what was not came into being. Grace is not self-help with a blessing on top. Grace is resurrection. God does not take the old and patch it up. He creates the new. And Paul writes in the past tense with a certainty that leaves no room for debate. The old has passed away already. Past tense. Settled. That failure. That shame. That label someone pinned on you, or that you pinned on yourself, the guilt, the weight, the version of you that you're most afraid of being, it passed, not passing, passed. Your history can teach you, it no longer gets to define you. And then Paul lifts his voice, behold, the new has come, not will come, not is coming, has come. It's already here. You are not waiting to become a new creation. You already are one, if you are in Christ. You step into this year not as someone who has to prove something, but as a declaration God has already made. This is where so many of us get it backwards. We think we have to behave our way into the new identity, that if we do better long enough, maybe we'll finally earn it. But the word flips that entirely. Identity comes first. You don't become new through effort. You live from the newness Christ already gave you. The behavior flows from the identity, never the other way around. And that is why the call today is concrete, it is simple, and it carries real weight. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before the day pulls you in, name one old label you are still wearing. Maybe it's failure, maybe it's not enough, maybe it's has a name someone gave you a long time ago and you never put it down. Bring that label out into the open. Look at it and say out loud, not in your head, out loud, in Christ, I am a new creation, and let it go. Not as a technique, as someone who believes what God has declared to be true, because that is exactly who you are. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.